For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hi, I'm Amy L. Adler, and you're listening to Your Job Search Coach podcast. I'm coming to you from 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts, where I am an executive resume writer. Today, I want to talk about an uncomfortable topic. I want to talk about not getting the job. In fact, I want to be more specific. I want to talk about being thankful that you didn't take the job offer. Stick with me. In the career management field, we measure our success by how well our clients succeed in the employment marketplace. This means we talk about and celebrate the number of interviews and job offers you as an executive receive. There are cases, however, in which we also value your not accepting the job offer, or maybe not receiving the job offer. So let's talk about why not getting the job or not taking the job can be a boon to your job search. When executives are working steadily toward advancing their careers, they often view the job search as a numbers game. The more resumes you send out, the more interviews you could theoretically get, and the more competing offers you should receive. However, this thought process is faulty and doesn't take into account your brand or corporate need, nor does it take into account the simple fact that not every job is right for a particular executive, and you're not right for every job. It's a fact. There's not always going to be a match, and you need to be thoughtful about that. We find that those executives who don't know themselves well are willing to run away from whatever they're doing, or unemployment theoretically, into any role that presents itself that isn't, well, perfectly awful. As long as it's reasonably good, the offer seems to be as good as any and certainly better than no offer at all. People are going to jump to take that new role on because it's new and it's different and it fulfills a current need, maybe not a long-term one. However, those executives who take the time to explore their professional needs and wants and goals have the fortitude and the discernment to know when a role is wrong for them. Yes, I get it. It's hard to walk away from a process during which you've pursued a company and the company has pursued you. Being wanted, that's a heady thing. But when you reject a seemingly well-placed offer, you telegraph that you value your brand. You refuse to compromise on the value you can offer a company. You don't let yourself be drawn into a role that predicts the wrong future for your career. You don't eliminate the mental space or time in your calendar that will enable you to seek and achieve the executive role that is appropriate to your needs and aspirations. In other words, you can be thankful for once that you didn't take the job offer. Thanks for listening. I'm Amy L. Adler at 5strengths.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.